こんにちは。
こんにちは。
バイリンガルニュースでは日本語と英語でニュースを紹介しています。その後にマイケルは英語で、私は日本語でバイリンガル会話形式でコメントしていきます。文字起こしのテキストはバイリンガルニュース公式アプリからゲットできます。一部のデバイスと OS バージョンとアプリのバージョンの組み合わせでちょっとアプリにエラーが起きていたんですけれども、今日それを修正するアップデートが出たので、ちょっとアプリがちゃんと動いてないなっていう人は申し訳ないんですけれども、そちらをアップデートしていただけるとおそらく治るよね。
yep.
今回もまたマイケルの血と涙と汗の結晶なので、ちょっとアプリが落ちちゃって使えないっていう人は本当にすみませんでした。
I think it'll be good now.、
ちょっと OS のねアップデートがあったのと、デバイスの量がすごいもんね。こうもう iPhone11 使ってる人もいるしとか、そういうのも、
yeah. And there was some funny stuff going on with iOS 13 and it was just really complicated.
Right.
So we appreciate your patience.
マイケル一人だったので申し訳ないです。1個目、今週日曜日から Tinder のアプリ上でスワイプナイトというイベントが始まります。スワイプナイトではアポカリプスを描いた動画が公開され、ユーザーは要所要所で自分の行動を選択していきます。あと3時間で地球に隕石が落ちてくる場合、コンビニで救急セットを盗むのか、はたまたポテチを盗むのか、家族や友人と静かに過ごすのか、隕石が落ちるのを見に行くのか、選択肢によって物語の結末が変化します。スワイプナイトでは毎週日曜日に新しいエピソードが公開され、参加すると Tinder のプロフィールにどういう決断をしたかが記載されるほか、アプリのアルゴリズムがマッチ候補を表示する際にも選んだ選択肢を考慮するとのことです。
On Sunday, Tinder launched an event called Swipe Night. Swipe Night is an adventure game in which users are shown videos depicting the apocalypse and are asked to make decisions. If in 3 hours a meteor is going to hit Earth,Would you steal an emergency kit from the konbini or the convenience store, or steal potato chips, or stay home with your family, or go watch the meteor impact? Depending on your choices, the story plays out differently. Every week on Sunday, a new episode will be released, and for those who participate, their choices will be recorded in their Tinder profile, as well as incorporated into Tinder's match algorithm results.
So, 面白いよね。まあアメリカだけなんだけどね。なので、まあ、残念ながら日本に住んでいるユーザーはできないんだけど、アメリカ時間の午後6時から深夜の12時までの間にこの動画が公開されて、それを見ながら、まあ、どんどん選んでいくっていう。で、7秒で決断をしなくちゃいけなくて、やり直しはできない。なのでつまりあそこで違う決断をしてたらこの話どうなってたのかなっていうのをやってみれないんだよね。なのでそれを知りたければ他のチョイスをした Tinder のユーザーと話してどうだったのって聞くしかない。なので、まあ Tinder に参加している人が、まあ、ある意味一つ共通の体験として話す内容が提供されているっていう面白い試みだなと思った。
Yeah, it's kind of a I don't know, a catalyst, an icebreaker.Or something more than just a profile. Because right now it's kind of、yeah. a picture and like stats or something.
なんか結構写真と、まあ、もちろん自分の年齢とか職業とか、あとは自虐的なジョークみたいな、とかが多いらしいのね。ただまあそれってやっぱり追い詰められた時にその人がどういう行動を取るのかもちろんわからないから、こういうのがあるといいねっていうのは Tinder の人が言っていて、あのアルゴリズムがこれをフィルターに使ってくるっていうのも、同じ選択肢を選んだ人ももちろんマッチ候補に出てくるし、逆に全然違うのを選んだ人も出てくるらしいのね。なので最初の会話として、あ、私もコンビニでポテチ盗む、わかるわかるみたいなのもありだし、え、なんでコンビニでポテチ盗むの、私だったら絶対やらないみたいな会話もありえるっていう。
Sounds fun. I mean,、ね、I think this our society may benefit from some contrived、bonding experiences for people. Because、yeah. I feel like there is less emphasis on that sort of thing more、recently. It's more
そうね、まあ、みんな忙しいからやっぱり家と会社の往復でなかなか出会いがないとか、
うん、
でまあナンパもちょっとあんまり相手のこと信用できないしな、合コンもめんどくさいしとか、だからこれは結構面白いし、私の時代、私がシングルだった時代から考えて、その出会い系のサイトで動画が、こういう映画みたいな動画が公開されて、しかもエピソードを自分で選べてとかって全然こう想像もしてなかったから、
うん、
面白くない？
I think that's something people like doing, right? Is go on a date and then talk about the same TV shows that they've seen or the same movies. And the important part is like not whether the movie or the TV show was good, but how it made you feel or the ideas that it catalyzed in you, right? And then you kind of compare your reaction to someone else, you know, if you're talking about Inception or something.
Yeah.
You know, it can be fun.
日本はどれぐらい Tinder こう、まあ普及はしてるかもしれないけど、やっぱこう、ただやりたいだけみたいなさ、人たちがマジョリティってなっちゃうと、なかなか本当の出会いに使えなくなっちゃうっていう現象があるじゃん。私は夫の弟も Tinder で出会って結婚したし、夫の親友もあのアムステルダムで私この間結婚式行ったじゃん、それも、その二人も Tinder で出会ったんだよね、その二人はでも日本で会ったんだけど、だから私の周りでそういうのが多いから、こう Tinder で会って結婚する人もいるっていうイメージがすごい根付いてるんだけど、個人的には、ただ一般的にどうかっていうと、
ちょっと I don't think it's like 100% of people on Tinder are getting married.
Oh no, definitely no, but
yeah.
でも羨ましい、なんかやりたかった、ちょっと、Tinder がやっぱ普及し始めた頃にもう今の夫と付き合ってたから、試す暇もなく結婚しちゃったから、
You missed the Tinder way.
そう、でも
There's got to be things like this that you can do to make friends maybe.
Or is that Tinder?
It's kind of looked down upon, right? If you're out there like doing something that's so contrived to like make friends, it's kind of you feel desperate. I would feel desperate in that situation.
でもさ、恋人でやれるんだったら友達でも絶対できるよね。確かにそれないのかな。そこまでみんな desperate じゃないの。
I don't know. People would rather just be hikikomori and just die by themselves, I think.
そうか。でもやっぱり、
We're really stubborn,
こう、
right?
例えば、ママ友とかってすごいスペシフィックなニーズじゃない、その、自分の子供と相手の子供が同じぐらいの年齢じゃないと、やっぱり話も、こう、うまく合わないとかさ、一緒に子供同士遊ばせたいんだったら、それこそ同じ月齢の方がいいとかってあって、
It's all timing, huh? So it's like it's not really who you are as much as it is the timing. I feel like
because
we who we are has changed so much in the last, you know, 15 years,
yeah,
or whatever. So the people that you want to associate with make sense to associate can change.
そう、だから私もまあママ友、だからママになってから会った、もう本当のママ友は2人ぐらい、だからもともと友達でたまたま同じ時期に子供産んだんじゃなくて、本当の他人で子供を産んだことによって知り合ったみたいな。
But what's your total number of ママ友's including like people that you knew that became、
あ、それは結構いる、
like, yeah.
でもその本当の他人で子供を通じて知り合ったのは二人なんだけど、たまたまその二人ともバイリンガルニュースを聞いてたから、
すごいじゃん。
だから私からすると結構楽だった。こうあっちはもう私のこと知ってるじゃん。だからこう。
I don't have any mama tomos, really.
Well, I'm not surprised.
Well, I'm not either. I'm just making an observation.
そうそう。だそういうのをやっぱり Tinder みたいので出会えたらもうちょっと広がるよね、こう今何歳何ヶ月の子供がいる近所の人とかさ、
There was some event in the train station, might have been metro, where there was like some puzzle thing that you had to go to all these...
謎解きみたいなやつでしょ?
Yeah, and yeah, I did that with my girlfriend. It was quite interesting. But things like events like that, that people can go to and sort of...
Socialize? You talk to
it's fun.
Other people?
It's important to have fun, right?
Yeah. 何急にどうしたの?
I don't know. Well, things like this, right? This is just for fun, right? The swipe night thing.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. No. あ、そうだね。
Yeah.
でもそうだね。
It's just for fun.
やっぱ人生においてさ、当たり前すぎるけど、楽しいだけのことって大事だよね。その、
yeah.
生産性とか別にないし、何の役に立ってるかっていうのも何もないというかさ、
mm-hmm.
ただ楽しいだけ
yeah.
って大事だよね。
Yeah, that's what's cool about this, I think.
Yeah.次、アストロノミカルジャーナルに掲載された論文で、フェルミのパラドックスを説明するため、宇宙を移動可能な知的生命体が存在した場合に、銀河の中でどう広がっていくのかを示すモデルとシミュレーションが発表されています。フェルミのパラドックスとは、宇宙に知的生命体が存在する確率が高いにもかかわらず、人類がそうした生命体の痕跡を一度も発見できていない矛盾のことですが、新しい論文では星の動きに注目しています。惑星が星の周りを回るように、星も銀河の中心の周りを回っており、例えば私たちの銀河系が軌道を一周するのには2億3000万年かかっています。惑星間を移動する技術を持った知的生命体が存在した場合、行き先の惑星が最も近くに来たタイミングで移動している可能性があり、それを考慮すると惑星間を移動して回るにはかなりの時間がかかるため、地球にまだ到達していない、もしくは人類が進化する前に訪れてその後戻ってきていないことの説明になるとしています。
In a paper published in Astronomical Journal,A new explanation has been proposed for the Fermi paradox. The Fermi paradox is the apparent lack of aliens, despite the supposed probability of their existence being quite high. The same way our planet orbits the Sun, our Sun is orbiting the center of our galaxy. In our case, the Sun takes 230 million years to orbit the center of the Milky Way. Even if aliens had the technology for interstellar travel, they could be waiting for stars to get closer before departure.If so, aliens may not have come here because they are waiting on stellar movement, or they may have visited our planet in the distant past and not returned since.
そう、まあ、バイリンガルニュース聞いてる人に今更フェルミのパラドックス説明する必要ないかなと思ったけど、一応説明しといた。
It's good to review.
あの、そう、天の川銀河だけでも1000億個の星があると言われていて、その星にさらにもっと多くの惑星がついているわけじゃない、
うん、
だからあの、まあ、これを論文を書いた人が言っていたのは私たちが今観測可能な宇宙を見て知的生命体がいないからといってああじゃあエイリアンいないんだって言い切ってしまうのはこうプール海の水が入ったプールを見て、うん、ああここにいるかいないってことは海にいるかいないんだって言い切るぐらいのことだよって言っていた、
うん
でだからそのガーって銀河の周りを星が回ってきて一番近くのタイミングで行った方が簡単だからそれを待ってる間に何十億年とか経つ可能性があってっていうだから来てないんじゃないでしかもその一番近くに来るのを待ってる間にその行き先の惑星の文明がもう廃れて絶滅してたりとかする可能性もあるわけでみたいな。
What do you think? Does this make sense to you?
いや面白いと思った。面白くない？まあいろんな可能性があるじゃん。
Yeah.
いろんな可能性があって、だからやっぱり。
But all of them would wait? It seems a little strange to me. Maybe they're not saying all of them, but.
でも例えばだってさ、
It seems like we'd still see someone going, doing something, building something, or...
だから一つの説が正しいんじゃなくていろんなのが組み合わさってる可能性あるよね例えば、うん、一つの文明はこの人たちが言ってるみたいに待ってる、
うん、
から時間がかかって地球に到達してない他のはあの動物園仮説、
うん、
その要は 地球があまりにも劣っている人間があまりにも野蛮で幼い生命体だから保護地区として制定されていて、あそこは触っちゃダメダメ、最後に残された自然の部分なんだからみたいな、
うん、
ふうな扱いをされてて私たちだけは気づいてないみたいな可能性もあるしとかさ、うん、まあ、いろんな説があるじゃん。
The theory that makes the most sense to me in describing this problem is the、black ball hypothesis. So if life is as probable as it appears to be、
うん、
and there are as many planets as we have observed、there wouldn't, there, the probability of one species doing something disruptive or different or noticeable seems quite high、
mm.
when, you have, when you're talking about, I mean, how many stars are in the Milky Way? Like 100 billion maybe?、
That、yeah, 1000 億.
Okay.
So yeah, 100 billion.
Yeah, so it's a lot. And there's on average 2.5 at least.Planets per star.
Right.
That's a lot of experiments,、mm-hmm. like petri dishes going. So I feel like it doesn't fully account for the Fermi paradox. But I do think that they're onto something. This is definitely something that should be, like,
yeah,
considered.
あともう一個言われてるのは、その生命体がどっかにあるって分かったときに、それをめちゃくちゃ見に行きたいって人間は思うわけじゃない、
うん、
だからといって他の知的生命体が同じように考えるとは限らなくて、逆に命があるとこには行かなくていいやみたいに思う動機がもしかして他の知的生命体にあったとしたら、まあ来ないよねとか。
Do you think other people or other species just have the same question we do? Or...
そうだから、それがまず分かんないから、このモデルを作るときにもシミュレーションを作るときにも、
うん、
その知的生命体、知的文明の politics とかモチベーションは一旦度外視してるんだよね。じゃないとやっぱりわけ分かんなくなっちゃうから、
うん、
まあそれぐらいこう予測できないもんね。
What, alien politics?Extraterrestrial yeah,
like,
politics.
例えば資源が枯渇して資源を探してるとか、そういうとか、まあ食べ物、人間、mm-hmm. なんか肉食でこう他のエイリアンを食べようとしてるとか、まあ何でもありえるわけじゃない。
You know the scene in the Matrix where、Morpheus、has Neo jump off of the roof. Well, he's supposed to jump across to the other building, but he doesn't make it, right?
Right.
But they kind of load in this empty world, and it's just Morpheus、
mm.
and Neo, and there's nothing else in that entire freaking universe that they load in. We are in that exact same situation, as far as we can tell.
Yeah,
that we're floating like a speck in this vast, vast、
yeah.
universe with hundreds of billions of stars and planets, and we don't.We just see more landscape、
mm.
and maybe our eyes aren't good enough. That's probably a major, major factor that we're, you、
yeah.
know, the limits of your measurement、
mm.
Can be confused with a result.
So,
so that, that's a huge possibility too.
Yeah. なんか見えるところ全部見尽くしていないかったねっていう話ではないからまだ。
The James Webb Telescope, which will probably be delayed until we're all dead. Well, the James Webb Telescope, if they ever launch that, they will probably get it up there.、somebody like dropped a screw in it or something. It's so dumb.
Oh.
And it delayed it for like half a year. It's just crazy. But that telescope is massive. Way, way bigger than the Hubble Telescope.、
Mm.
And the things that the James Webb Telescope...will show us will freak everyone out. We don't know what it's going to show us.
Yeah.
But it's ready. It just needs to go up into space.
Right.
Maybe that it could take 2-3 years to...
何が見えるかね。
Yeah. Or aliens could... The other thing about aliens is that they're not going to be half monkey like us. right? They're not going to be half biology. This is very brief, you know, from like a fish thing, as going from a mud fish or whatever to a Homo sapien is quite brief in timescales. And we wouldn't line up with other people's timescales. The probability that's very low. So advanced civilizations would immediately go, you know, from the first car type thing to very advanced, you know, an understanding of quantum mechanics and all the rest of it.
いつもながら ancient alien theory が好きな私としてはやっぱりこうもう来てる、もう来てた。
Well, that would explain us, right? What we're trying to explain is us. We're the thing that's really freaking weird in the universe. Everything else is normal. The quasars, black holes, volcanoes, all that stuff is totally normal. It's all over the place. We're the thing that's freaking us out. It's like, what the hell are we doing here?
Yeah.
You know? And nobody knows.
だから、誰か来てた。まあ、しかもこの論文にも書いてたのはその人間が進化する前に訪れてたとしてもそれの痕跡が全くないっていうのは全然あり得る、からまあそりゃそうだよねっていう
So if you had to guess just from what you know, do you think we'll ever meet aliens or do you thinkIt's empty. And we're the origin. Like, we're the point of origin. Like, it's us.
God, I hope not.
If we're the point of origin, like, this is it. You know?
If this is it, 本当にもう肩の荷が重すぎない? That's, なんかあんまりその話と例えば環境問題の話でつなげて語られないけど、宇宙にだって宇宙の広さって本当に半端なくて、その中で私たちだけが知的生命体だとしたら、
Mm-hmm.
絶対に失敗しちゃいけないじゃん本当は、
yeah,
そのああもう資源なくなっちゃったとかああ大気が汚くなっちゃったテヘペロもう人間終わりとかやってる場合じゃないじゃんだ他にもいっぱいいてもうこれがテピコなんだったらまあ一つぐらい失敗して死んでも、mm-hmm. まあまあしょうがないけど
But if that's true then the most important thing is ourselves more than the earthMore than anything is humans.
Yeah.
Consciousness is the most important thing.
Yeah, でもだからこそ地球が大事なんだ。
Like if you're listening to this, you're the most important thing.
そう、でもだからこそ地球が大事なんじゃん。そこに、だって
Because it's our home.
Yeah,
so. Yeah.
だからいつも言うけど、その環境問題ってなった時に地球のためにとかっていうのはもうボッシェってあって、そのなんで地球を大事にしなきゃいけないかっていうと、人間がそこに住み続けるためなわけであって。なんか地球に優しくとか日本語ですぐ言うけど地球は別に誰がそこに住んでようとしたことじゃないと思うんだけどね
It's the consciousness
Yeah
If we find aliens then we can all relax I think
そう本当にそうだよああ他にもいたんだあじゃあうちら失敗してもまあいいかみたいな
So I really want us to find aliens so we can all just relax
And pollute the shit out of all the air
But,
yeah. yeah そうだねだから、
But in any system, change begins at a single point.
Yeah.
That's true. If we are the point of origin somehow, like,
God.
That's
scary.
It seems like it doesn't mean that it can only happen here.
Yeah.
But it means that the time between it's so much faster for it to spread than for a new point of origin to emerge that throughout the system, in the end, it ends up that there was only one point of origin.
Yeah. 怖っ。だとしたらやっぱり本当に火星とかいろんなところに広がるしかないよね。
Oh, what, this is why things like AI are so freaky. You know, if we make AI and it becomes the paperclip maximizer, and what if it's evil or something, right?And it takes over the entire cosmos. like, the stakes are quite high, if you think about it that way.
Yeah, I hope we're not the only ones. That doesn't sound good.
But we have to assume that we are, for now.
Yeah.
And it's not a given that humanity will succeed.
Oh yeah, for sure.
It's not a given. So. Yeah.
そうね、うん、まあ そうね自分は大丈夫って思う、まあ、個人レベルでもそうだから、特に人類っていう風になると、映画とかもそうじゃん、結局何があっても人類は大丈夫、どうにかなるよみたいな。
Maybe the way for humanity to succeed is to not worry too much、
うん、Yeah, for sureなんか結構この間も新しい論文あったよね、なんかオプティミズムが一番大事みたいな。
Yeah, well, there's like research saying, you know, people are having real health problems from like,
oh yeah,
you know,
reading about
politics
Brexit.
Or like, yeah, like it's, yeah, it's for real.
Yeah, I mean, I see that on Facebook sometimes, like people going nuts about news and,
yeah,
like they're, it, I mean,まあ、実際に会ったらそうでもないんだけど、 Facebook のポストだけ見てるともうずっと怒ってるみたいに見えるっていうか、
you know, we have a responsibility to take care of ourselves before we try to be, become activists or throw ourselves into the gears of the machine or something.
Yeah. それは本当にそうだね。次、
The plate tectonics of the Mediterranean region over the last 250 million yearshave been integrally studied and modeled for the first time by researchers coordinated by Utrecht University. According to their paper, a lost continent the size of Greenland subducted or plunged into the mantle beneath southern Europe. This lost continent, known as Greater Adria, is the origin of many mountain chains in the region. Parts of Greater Adria, which were scraped off as it moved underground, now exist as the Apennines,parts of the Alps, the Balkans, Greece, and Turkey. Most of the plate, however, now exists deep in the mantle, diving to a depth of more than 1,500 kilometers. The study was published in the journal Gondwana Research.
ユトレヒト大学のチームが過去2億5000万年分の地中海のプレート理論を包括的に研究し、初めてモデル化しました。ゴンドワナリサーチに掲載された論文によると、過去にグリーンランドに匹敵する大きさの大陸が存在し、南ヨーロッパの地下マントルの中に沈み込んでいたことが分かりました。大アドリア大陸と名付けられたこの大陸は、ヨーロッパの山脈の基礎になっており、地下に沈み込む過程で削られてできたのがアペニン山脈、アルプス山脈の一部、バルカン半島、ギリシャ、トルコです。大半はマントルの奥深く、深度1500キロ以上のところに眠っています、
yep.
え、この大陸があること自体は分かってたの？それがどこに行っちゃったかが分かんなかったってこと？それともこれがあったこと自体を初めて知ったの？
So the plate tectonics of Europe are quite a mess、うん、and I don't think that they hadreally established what had happened with this Greater Adria. And I don't, maybe there had been some research by some people、mm. on this subject, but、the part of the problem is that all of these relevant geological regions are divided between 30 or so different countries、mm. which have different languages and different,、you know, they weren't sharing all of their information and stuff. So This was quite a、hmm. large study that brought in researchers from many different countries to try to、fully、understand what happened to this continent.
なるほど。
And、it's of great significance because this happened, you know, over 200, well, It's hard to say exactly when it started, but the subducting, I think, was going on starting around 250 million years ago.、
Hmm.
And、some early version of human beings may have been moving around specifically in that region. Some of、hmm. the oldest、 remains have been found near there, right? Mm-hmm. I mean, in Africa, and then going up and out. And I mean, this whole thing is missing now, right? Imagine there's a huge piece there to the west of Italy. And so when it went under, pieces of this crust, it was about 100 kilometers thick, were scraped off the top of it. The top layer came off, and you can actually go and look at that top layer in places like Turkey, Greece. And yeah, it's there'd be a lot of dinosaur bones that got sent down there. Who knows what sort of clues to human evolution were sent down there. It's all down in the mantle. So all we know is that a continent just went under and took everything with it. Except, you know, the crust stuff got scraped off. So maybe there's people can look at that those areas with more insight now after this study. There's a lot of talk about like Atlantis and ancient civilizations and that sort of thing. Because it's not like it's not like 250 million years ago it just went under. It took a really that whole time to go under. So
it's not like a landslide. Right?
It didn't happen between like breakfast and lunch.
Right. Yeah. 面白いね。 この、なんていうの、地理、地学が
It's really complex, and they have their own, I don't know if you call it a philosophy, but the way they think about materials is different. So solids, because the time scales are so large, nothing is really solid, right? Like rocks are not solid, nothing's solid on those time scales. And yeah, it's very foreign to me too, obviously. Earth? What's inside the earth? What's under this? You know, the crust of the earth is so friggin' thin. If you, on these zoomed out sort of structure of the earth maps.
Yeah.
It's freaky.
Yeah.
And we're all getting like sucked toward the center of the earth, right?
Yeah. There was a project, なんかマントルを掘るみたいなのあったじゃん. Do you remember? They were trying to drill
They doing that? From the ocean floor or something?
Yeah, and then I thought I saw that it wasn't working, and then I don't know what happened afterwards.
Wasn't there a movie with the mummy guy where they like go to the center of the earth? Is it called The Core?
I think.
I don't think I watched it.
But, yeah, it's...
Would you want to go down there?
No, not
even
really.
Have you been in a mine? Like one of these deep mines?
No.
Well, mines are... Have you been in any mines?
Mines? No.
You should go to like Toikinzan or...
Where is that?
Izu, I think.
Okay.
But,
Chikai-ne.
Yeah, mines are interesting. But some of the mines are like miles deep. Like they're super freaking deep. And you can throw a rock or something and you're just listening and it's...
It takes forever?
You don't hear anything. It takes so long that it just keeps falling. It's
anxiety inducing.
Yeah, it's pretty nuts.
So you can go in there? Wait, how does that...
They have elevator things that go... Right. I was in a ghost town in northern Arizona.
Okay.
Can't remember the name of the town. It's beautiful, though.
And gold rush no nokori mitaina yatsu?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
Yeah, anmari ko... Atoshi betsu ni claustrophobic janai kedo...
A giant hole that's just super, super, super deep.
You know Kuchi Tunnel, right? In Vietnam? Ho Chi Minh no. America ga semete kita toki ni, Vietnam no hito ga America to tatakau tame ni, sono chika ni mechakucha tonneru wo nan kilo mo hotte, sono naka wo idou shite tan da kedo, mo 人一人分ギリギリみたいな超狭いのね、うん、そこに体験として入れますよみたいな。
That was in the Vietnam War?
いや、そこも入んなかったもん。なんか There's something about this undergroundhole or underground cave.
It's like the guy in Guam that was like living in a hole for like 20 years after the war ended
or something. I don't really trust it.
The, you know what I mean? The movie Descent.
Oh my god, yeah. あれは普通に洞窟だったんだっけ?
It's like the scariest friggin... Yeah, it is.
なんか洞窟探検隊みたいな人たちの話だよね。
Yeah, these girls...
Go like
rock climb or not rock climbing cave spelunking.
Spelunking, that's the word.
I hope so. Otherwise, I.
いるんだよね。でも日本人の人でもいるよね。あの超狭いところに入っていって、mm-hmm. 出れなくなったらどうすんのみたいな冒険家の人。Mm-hmm. I could never do that. That's so scary. 無理無理無理。
It might be good practice though. Maybe it makes you stronger. You know,
mentally.
You know, you learn how to like stay cool and like you're not actually going to die. It's like a roller coaster, right?
But、you're、you not... could.
Well, you could, and the roller coaster、yeah. could actually like fall off.
Yeah. Well, but the natural caves are not managed. You、
Depends.
Can't sue anybody.
Well, some of the caves are like really, you know, they're well managed and people go.
Yeah,
in
yeah,
them
but
all
like
the
these、
time.
Adventurers, you know, go into.
Unexplored caves. Where, yeah. And that's what the plot of that、
It's、
movie was.
Yeah.
And they find some like.Pre-human, some like
or post-human.
Post,
wasn't it more like post-human?
Human?
Yeah, yeah. 意外とめっちゃ怖いよねあれ。次。
A new manufacturing regulation adopted in the EU called the Right to Repair Law will require companies to build more robust appliances and supply spare parts for at least 10 years, beginning in 2021. The rules apply to lighting.Washing machines, dishwashers, and fridges. The rule follows complaints by consumers that products break down just outside the warranty period and are often designed to discourage repair by a third party. This also causes more waste and greenhouse gas emissions from the manufacturing process.
欧州委員会は修理する権利と呼ばれる家電製造業者向けの新規制を採択し、2021年より商品寿命の長い家電を製造し、さらに壊れた場合に消費者が修理して使えるようスペア部品を最低10年間提供するよう義務付けます。今回の規制は照明器具、洗濯機、食洗機、冷蔵庫などに適用されます。保証期間を少し過ぎたあたりで家電が壊れる現象や修理に出すオプションがなく新しく買うことを強制されるなど消費者側からの不満やその結果としてゴミや無駄が増え製造過程での排出ガスも増加することなどが今回の規制につながりました、
yep.
確かにねあんまり考えたことなかったけどこの修理する権利として、
I think about all the time.
確かにこう壊れた時にあもうこの部品を作ってないので修理が不可能ですとか、
うん、
あとは修理の値段がめちゃくちゃ高くて、
うん、
買った方が安いですよってメーカー側から言われるとかそれをこう、うん、まあ当たり前に仕方ないこととして受け入れてきてしまっていたけれども、
うん
まあ、当たり前っていうわけではないもんね、うん、そりゃ
They make repair part of their business and they make selling replacements for stuffOutside of warranty, part of their business.、
Mm.
So companies have realized that they can sell 3 cheaply made TVs, and that's better. The people buying the cheapest TVs aren't, you know, won't get the insurance or, you know,、
yeah.
won't get the warranty or whatever.、and even if they do, you know, they know how to design stuff so that it fails just outside the warranty period.
Sony timer.
yeah. So...I mean, they're saying that for the Samsung front load washing machines became a meme、
huh.
because they were designed to fail exactly outside the warranty period. Literally、
okay.
everyone. They were too well engineered.、
Huh.
Whoever designed that did too good of a job making sure that it would fail just outside the warranty period. that it became...
I mean.
Like, bare bare. So
that's funny.
And with a lot of mechanical stuff, now they're adding sort of unnecessary little electronic parts that fail. Because if you're making something mechanical that fails and it hurts someone, no, well, you're going to get sued. But if the little electrical piece of crap just craps out like it's supposed to, then they can just sell you another one. And it's like, oh, it must have just, you know, burnt out. But they know what the tolerances are of the components of even the small electrical stuff too. But they're just not making it robust enough. And people who dissect equipment know that this is going on. Everyone knows that this is how all the companies are doing stuff. And it really does result in people just buying 2, 3, 4 of the same freaking thing.
もう一個言われてたのは最近、まあ、iPhone とかもそうだけどこう解体できないようにそもそも最初からなってる、だから、まあ、接着剤でくっつけられてるとかもそうだし、そもそも分解して直すっていうことが消費者側にも不可能な作りになっている、から修理するっていうことがもともと前提としてない、だから壊れたら買ってねみたいなってなっちゃうとやっぱり
There is a big problem、There was a big problem with that, with the new MacBooks. Because the old MacBook, until maybe 2013, you could upgrade the hard drive. You could upgrade the memory.
Michael にやってもらったよね、私の MacBook も、昔の。
Because you could, the old...MacBooks, you could put two SSDs in there and run RAID 0. It's like insanely fast. I mean, that'd be a faster setup than you'd get probably out of these right now. And then you can upgrade memory up to 16 gigabytes of memory. You can do that on the 2011 MacBook Pro. And then...I think until recently, 16 gigs of memory was the absolute max that you could get on the newest computers that are coming out, you know, eight years later. The new computers, the memory is soldered in. You can't change it yourself. And you can't change the hard disk space. So if you end up needing more space, you just got to buy a new computer. So the ability to upgrade things lowers the sales.Hurts the sales of companies. So if you can just keep upgrading your computer for, you know, 5,000 yen or something, and then it'll work for another 2 years and you don't buy a new computer, well, that's bad business. So to what extent are you, you know, are you pushing companies to be uncompetitive with companies in other places? And to what extent are you helping...consumers deal with all this, you know, made up, like product grief. It's stressful too, and it wastes everyone's time. It's kind of weird.
You don't really buy new stuff, like new electronics, right? Like you're not really.
I don't. Like, so like for my car, I bought everything for my car, probably.Hundreds of parts off Yahooka, and I bought the old ones, and for gauges and stuff they're all mechanical, so I have an actual, you know, oil line coming all the way up through into my cabin space, because all this electronical crap just breaks because it's cheap and you can't tell what's going on inside. You can't tell if it's well made or not, and unless you open it and get a microscope and
I meant like, こう新しく製品が出たらすぐ欲しい人と、こうあんまり買いたくないっていう人がいるじゃん。なんかその差ってすごい、なんか人によってはっきりしてるなと思って。でも私もでも欲しくないの。あのパソコンとか新しくするのすごい抵抗するタイプ。なぜか。で、この間リビルド聞いてたら宮川さんが、 なんか宮川さんの奥さんもそういう人なんだって、うん、こう新しいのにしなよって言ってもいやまだ使えるしみたいな感じで、うん、こう古いパソコンとか iPhone とかをずっと使うみたいな、うん、でも変えたら変えたであめっちゃ使いやすいってなるって話をしてて私も一緒だと思ってその差って何なんだろうみたいな、
うん、Well it certainly seems to be correlated with age right old people aren't rushing out for the new iPhone
I guess but my husband は結構もう変えちゃおうよみたいな もっとこう、mm. なんかマミもこんな古いパソコンずっと使ってるんだったら新しいパソコン買ってあげるから新しいのしないよとか結構言うのね、mm. で私はいつもなんかいやーいやーってずっと言い続けるみたいな、
Do you get attached a little bit to your stuff? Your things a little bit?
まだ動いてるしかわいそうみたいな
It's familiar and
あとこうなんか
It's less riskyIf you change it, there could be something really crappy about the new thing.
Yeah.
I don't believe that the new stuff is that much better. I just don't.
It is, though.
Is it, though?
Yeah.
It's not.
Yeah, it
Early is. Adopters get screwed.
Oh, yeah. Early adopters, yes, I agree.
Yeah, but I got screwed with this computer right here. I have to... I was an early adopter. Your, I got screwed.
Yeah, yours is shitty. But, 例えば iPhone とかも iPhone XS かな、私のは。Mm-hmm. したら、うわめっちゃいいみたいな変えたら変えたでカメラ全然違うみたいな なったのでもやっぱこう携帯とかパソコン家電全般ってすごいこう高度なものとして認識してて立派なものっていうか大事にしなくちゃいけないものそれをまだ壊れてないのに捨てるっていうのがすごい忍びない気持ちになっちゃうんだよね、
うん、
なんかI don't trust.
Do you trust new products? If you bought a washing machine right now, do you know that you're not getting screwed? It's very hard
to know. I read
know.
Every single review.
Does that help?
私だってあの給油ポットっていうの?
It's,
あのお湯のポットですらも
They're all fake reviews though.
If you
give them 5 stars, they'll send you another washing machine for free.
Well, review っていうか I read all the articles that are comparing, like factually comparing、mm. Competitor products. それで、mm.プロコンを見てもうめっちゃ考えるだから、うん、あの加湿器と給湯器とか炊飯器とか、
うん、
もう全部見て
Have you had anything これだみたいな fail lately?
No
When's the last time some big 家電 failed? Fridge or washing machine or any of those things?
ね洗濯機かな
When did that
てか洗濯機のドアが壊れてるずっと、
huh.
洗濯機のドアをこう閉めてスタートするとガチャンってロックかかるやつわかる、
うんうん、
そのロックはかかるんだけど電源が入ってないとガチャンって閉まらないのねだからずっと不安不安って開いてるの、
うんうん、
でも子供がいるからそれってすごく都合がよくてよくあの中に入って閉めてさ死んじゃうことあるじゃん、
うん、
から窒息死みたい な,、うん、なこうし中から開けられないから、うん、だから壊れたままにしてる閉まんないから物理的に助かると思う
But you can still use it. It works.
うん、
hmm.
その前はねあの冷蔵庫が壊れて冷凍庫の一部屋が全然冷えなくなっちゃってそれはでも修理してもらった、
hmm. My parents fridge broke the other day
Oh god
And
The
found,
entire thing?
I can't remember what's wrong with it exactly, but it needs... It's like not cold enough.
Yeah.
So everything's kind of thawed out and it's a mess.
Oh.
Yeah. And I found this... I found this fridge on Amazon for like 13,000 yen.
Yes.
And it was like 420 liters. And it was like... It makes ice. It's like... It was like Toshiba.
どこのやつ? へえ。
And,
なんでそんな安いの? めっちゃ型落ちしてるってこと?
So I bought one and my parents bought one. It said 残り just two were left, right? And then やっぱり it was just 間違い。
あ、本当?
The 値段の
値段通りだった? 何がダメなの? 壊れる?
No, it was supposed to be 13万。
うん、
で間違えてポイレン
13,000円 So what happened?
キャンセルされた
Oh, そういうこと?
Yeah. So, square one, no harm, oh, okay. no foul. So,
さすがにね、ちょっとないか。でも Amazon は型落ちのやつも結構売ってるもんね。だから炊飯器も私は型落ちのやつを買って、うん、こう去年のモデル、うん、だからかなり安くなってるみたいな、
うん、
だから普通に買ったら 7,8 万するやつが4万とかさ、
うん、
全然あるから
Still pretty expensive、
うん、でも炊飯器ってやっぱ1回買ったら信じられないぐらい長く使うのね私。だから前のやつも前のルームメイトが持ってきたやつをそのまま使ってたから
That's not that long If I look at my grandparents and stuff,
they, grandparents like, people,
like, the older generation would use the same freaking diesel for like 100 years.
Oh, yes. Yeah. I remember my grandma's fridge.
Yeah.
It was, yeah, crazy.
Buying a fridge was like buying a house.
Yeah. でも炊飯器はね、買い替えてよかったと思った。もっと早くやればよかったと思った。なんか、
They're all high tech now.
うん、ハイテクっていうか私の場合そのあと何分で炊けるかっていうのが、うん、そもそも表示されてないやつを使ったのね、
は
あ、だからあと5分ってなったら出るんだけどそれ以外は分かんないミステリーみたいな、うん、でも今はちゃんとあと57分とか出るからそれだけでも助かる、
yeah.
それって別に多分新しいテクノロジーでも何でもないんだけど
I'm sure they've had that for a while
Oh yeah、うん、そう多分2019年にもなってそれで喜んでるのは私ぐらいだと思う、うん、Yeah ButYeah, I mean, 買い替えたらね嬉しいんだけどやっぱそこまでのハードルが高いっていうかもったいないなって思っちゃうんだよ
I have been thinking about getting a new car
Really? 嘘でしょ? どうしたの?
Well, my car broke, like, broke down a couple weeks ago
Okay
And
もう enough is enough って感じ?
Well, I just haven't had time to work on it So I've always worked and fixed my own car
Right.もうさすがに手がかかりすぎる。
And this time I've like I'm stumped. I don't know. It's, I'm confused.
あれ車種って言ってないんだっけこの番組では。
I don't know.
まあそっか。今何々ちゃんって言おうと思ってちょっとあ車種言わない方がいいか。
I mean you can't. There are plenty of them, but
いやでもあの
It's あるの。91年。
乗ってる人いるの？あの古いの。
日産ちゃん。
でもどうするの?じゃ
あ。I'm still trying to fix it. I've been messing with the IACV, idle air control valve.
だってあれさ、乗らなくなったらもう捨てるんでしょ? So、廃車ってこと?
You know my parking space is really bad.
Right? Right, right.
And so I can't get a tow truck anywhere near where my car is.
Right.
Because it's like this crazy parking space.
Yeah, yeah.
And so I'd have to like push my car out.To have it towed, right?
Yeah.
But it's a hill, so once I push it down, it can't go back up, right?
Yeah, but
so I have to like, it's just this really complicated thing if I want to try to have my car towed.
Right.
And I've never had to have it towed before. I've always been able to fix it.
Yeah.
Like since so, high school.
So, 本当にもう動かないの今じゃ?
It'll start and then it just stalls out right away.
Oh.
And, but it's not consistent
oh, no.
behavior.
It's gonna be so sad.
The fuel is going to go bad if I don't figure it out soon.
Oh no, are you going to be okay?
There's no like fatal issue with the car. There's, I think it could be the coil packs. I've just been, I just don't have enough time. And I can't work on it because it's parked like right in front of other people's like apartment right. building.
Yeah.
So it's like,
are you going to be able to say goodbye?
I'm not saying goodbye.
But you say you're thinking about it. That's,
that doesn't mean I'm getting rid of my current car.
But you're not going to keep two, right? Parking's so expensive.
It's not expensive in like Shizuoka.
Ah, そういうこと? Ah, そっかそっか。
I used to have another car
そっか。
That exploded. But...
いやー、そっか。それちょっと…2019年で一番のびっくりニュース
だっけ What? There's been so much other stuff going on.
いやーそっか
It's not that big of a deal.
It is though.
91年の車 breaks
down. Well for you though, right? I mean そっか
No, I'm fine.
でも次買うとしたら何買うの
I might buy a Nissan Leaf for like 30万中古
うん、うん、
And if I'm crazy, I might try to take the batteries out of the Leaf and put it in my old car. But I might electrocute myself, so I'm maybe I shouldn't do that. I would like to get a Tesla, but they...
How much is it? It's expensive, right?
Here, it's probably like 400,000. But it's low running costs over time. The problem is they don't have enough superchargers in Japan. All the superchargers are in China and Korea and everywhere other than Japan. I don't know why, but they haven't made a great investment in that. I mean, obviously Japan has the whole hydrogen thing going on, so that may be conflicting, but we'll see.
Oh, well. 文字起こしのテキスト iPhone、iPad、Mac、Android からののファイリンガニュース公式アプリからチェックできますので試してみてください。先週の文字起こし無料で公開中です。明日までかな。
そう、明日まで。
明日までなので、試してみたいっていう人は お急ぎください。
あと2週間の
無料トライアル。あと、それに関係なく、2週間全部のコンテンツにアクセスできる無料トライアル機能っていうのがついているので、ちょっとどんな感じか試してみようかなっていう人はそれをやってみていただけると。
Oh, we releasedダークモード today.
ダークモードダークモードなんかダークモード結構話題になってるよね、いろんなところで。
I don't know why like 急に like this ダークモード is so 流行ってる。
Tinder もねダークモードの話してた。
Oh really?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
I don't know. You can use it in bedAt night. そうで、アプリが落ちちゃうみたいな人は本当に申し訳ないんですけれども、今日出たアップデートをやっていただけるとおそらく治るということなので。
There's some cool things in there, like it'll tell you how much how many words you've learned in the last week or month or
発音ね、単語発音を聞いてみるっていう機能もあるし、セルフテストとか単語帳とか、まあ、いろんな機能がついているのと、あとは、オールアクセス券っていう全部の文字起こし読み放題プランに入るとエッセイも読めるようになります。
We changed the self-test thing, so it used to just be these buttons and now it's like this vertical scrolling thing、yeah. but I don't know what people prefer、so
I like the scroll one、but...
yeah.
so
and you wrote an essay
そう、エッセイ書いた。だいたい毎週出すようにちょっと最近頑張っている、でみんなリクエストを送ってもらって本当にありがとうございます。全部答えるのは無理なんですけれども、で
The requests are sometimes really long.
そうだね。そう、なんかこの間はたまたま違う2人から同じ質問が来たから、これはいいじゃんと思ってそれを選んだんだけど。
What was the essay called?
なんだっけ、あ、would と could の、
would of とか、
I would とかの話だったかな、ちょっと忘れた忘れたけど、まあとにかく
I would or I could or I should とかの
とか、そう、だったかな。まあ
めっちゃ使える。
あ、違う、あと一番新しいやつはね kind of。
Oh, kind of、
kind of と sort of。
would の essay
は先々週、
あ、そっか、
Sort of と kind of の違いっていう話。
もっと使えるじゃん。
そう、めっちゃ使えるよ、だからみんなこう教科書とかであんまり出てこないけどめっちゃ会話に出てくるねみたいのをなるべく選ぶようにしているので、ぜひチェックしてください。Facebook、Twitter、Instagram やってるのでそちらもフォローお願いします。
お願いします。
おしまい。
バイ
バイ。